This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Philip Isaac speaking here. Vincent will be connecting in a moment, but until then, I'm keeping the chair warm for him. I'd like to thank Jason today for Minnesota for engineering the broadcast. I don't know if we can take calls or not today. You can probably try. The phone number is 866-582-9933. Welcome everybody. Welcome to the show. I would like to start today by just highlighting something that's happened in Texas over the last week. Actually, it's just been over the earlier part of this week that it happened. And Greg Abbott, who is the governor of Texas, came on to the television and he announced, in the course of another speech that he was making, just a little 30-second clip, and he said that he would be sending the National Guard door-to-door to old people's houses just to make sure that they had their coronavirus vaccine. Really? So you're going to send the National Guard door-to-door to old people's houses? You're going to line up National Guard regiments at old people's houses, Mr. Greg Abbott, you know, and scare the living daylights out of them and intimidate them with thuggery into getting their coronavirus vaccines? When these vaccines have been, it states on the, you know, on the warning label, on the material safety data sheet that is included with every vaccine, that you should not give it to people over the age of 65. Now, I would say that that is completely unconscionable, Mr. Greg Abbott, that is attempted murder. That is, you know, the worst kind of thuggery that you could possibly imagine. You know, I can tell you, if an army regiment showed up at my gate and said, "Oh, you better get a vaccine, or we've got an army regiment out here," then I would regard that as being an act of war, personally. And I would regard it as being attempted murder, personally. Because these vaccines are killing people. Nobody should get these vaccines. They are the mark of the beast. They have a microchip with them, which is a tracking chip. They are nothing but bad news. Nobody should get them. But especially, there have been old people, and something like between 20 and 40% of old people who get these vaccines die on the spot pretty well, within a day. You know, some of them within 15 minutes. And we've got a snake, a type of snake around here, I think I mentioned it the other week, called the Eastern Brown Snake. It's one of the most dangerous snakes in the world. It's the second most dangerous snake in Australia. And it'll kill you, if you're bitten by it, it'll kill you within 45 minutes. And these coronavirus so-called vaccines, which are not vaccines, which are gene editing Trojan horses, is the only thing I can think of to call them, killing people within 15 minutes, which means that they're three times deadlier. Some people, not everybody,
hey,
some people, hello, some people hang on for a week. But it is deadly. These coronavirus vaccines are what I've been talking about, Vincent. Did you know that the National Guard in Texas, that Greg Abbott came on in a press conference on the public press, and he said in this press conference, and just a little 30-second clip, you'd have to be listening pretty carefully to hear it, but he said in this little 30-second clip that he was going to be sending the National Guard to old people's doors to make sure that they had their coronavirus vaccines.
Yeah, we mentioned that. We mentioned that yesterday, that we
That's
expected that to happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And since when does the government do things like that? It's totally unacceptable. Yeah, I have to apologize to our class. I fully expected the shooting to have started already. And I guess it's because Americans are fatter, lazier, and dumber than even I thought. So, you know, I was not advocating a shooting revolution / civil war, but I really thought that people have had it. And, you know, with the Ted Cruzes and the, you know, people of that persuasion who would duck their responsibilities and go on vacation while the going gets tough. You know, I guess the old saying, when the going gets tough, the tough go on vacation. Well, I apologize for saying that I believe that it would have gotten more violent by now, and it hasn't. Now, I'm not saying that I wanted that to happen. I certainly did not. But I expected Americans to be a little tougher. And based on what I've seen, our enemies worldwide can just walk right all over us because we are that weak. Gwyneth, so when the governor says that we're going to come visit you, it's out of control. Absolutely out of control.
Yeah.
Because let's turn that around. Let's turn it around. Let's say we say to the governor, hey, governor, I'll tell you what. We don't think you're doing the right thing. And for your own safety, we're going to come to your house. And we're going to have a chat with you. We'll sit in the living room. It'll be just, I don't know, maybe 10,000 of us. And we'll try to cram in there and tell you what our position is. How about that? What do you think the governor would do in that case? Okay. So what they do is they gang up on us. Absolutely. And that's what they've done.
And then he'd gang up on us.
Right, and that's what they're doing in Washington, D.C. These, you know, let's talk about lazy, lazy Americans on the dole, people who claim to be Americans who are at the laziest level a person can be. Well, who are they? Well, they would be called representatives, people in, like senators and congresspeople. They're lazy. And they figured out that the villagers are furious with them. So now they have, you know, on standby and have had 5,000 National Guard troops to protect these lazy people from the people that they allegedly represent. How about that? If you think about it, the governor's mansions, the governor's houses, the ex-president's houses, they have military and Secret Service guards. There's snipers on the rooftops of buildings, you know, around the, in the swamp. I'm talking about Washington, in the swamp. They've got drones, they've got cameras everywhere, because these people are terrified. They figured it out. They figured out that the villagers don't like being told what to do, especially by a bunch of parasites who go on vacation when the going gets tough. And then you've got guys like Andrew Cuomo, who is a predator, allegedly, reportedly a predator. And then you look at these other people, the Epstein clan, you know, and his associates, you know, preying on young women. And I was thinking about this last night. I'm sorry for being on a roll, but I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed that this has been allowed to happen. And so you've got, let's talk about, this is a hypothetical case about Andrew Cuomo's AIDS and AIDS equaling assistance. you know, young female pretty girls. So a girl comes in and gets hired, and the administration takes her to lunch. Let's go to lunch. And then, hey, listen, you know, maybe you can come back, and I got some memos I want to dictate. Maybe you can come back to my apartment or my house. And the girl says, wow, governor's house. Geez, I must be something special. He must really like my work. And then she finds out that he wants extracurricular activities. And then, so she's at that point, she is in a jam. Now, let's say she hasn't succumbed to his will. She's in a jam that she cannot get out of. There's no extricating herself from this, because if she says no, she loses her job, her prestige, her apartment, her car, and everything else that comes, all the trappings that come with these highly overpaid positions. You know, the entree into all kinds of settings by being the governor's assistant, or the mayor's assistant, or the president's assistant, whatever it may be. So if she says no, you can't put your hand up my skirt, she's doomed. If she says yes, she's doomed, because now she is entrapped, and if she ever says no again, she will be politically destroyed, maybe even terminated. And you can say terminated meaning a couple of different things, like cessation of respiration, or you could say terminated by getting fired, or you can have your life's work destroyed through the media, through planted stories that aren't true. Gwyneth, am I making this stuff up?
No. Hang on. Isn't this guy Cuomo, isn't he the son of a New York gangster?
Well, if you say so a former
actually,
governor, yes,
kidding.
Yes. He's the son of Mario.
Respiration terminated. Because isn't he Mario Cuomo's son?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I used to listen to a guy on the radio, probably one of the best broadcasters ever. His name was Bob Giganti. That was his real name. He traded by the name Bob Grant. And he hated Governor Mario Cuomo. Hated him. And he used to end his broadcast with a jab at Mario every day. And Bob Grant was great. And so was Art Bell. Art Bell was probably one of the other finest broadcasters ever in my book. And by the way, if you find some similarities between USA Prepares and Art Bell, it's intentional. Art Bell started it, and we're just following his lead in terms of long questions, long interviews, complete answers, complete discussion. And he had his group of regulars, and they were called guests, and we have ours, and we call them faculty. So, Gwyneth, I had a comment that I wanted to make. So I walked into the kitchen this morning, and I said to Mrs. Finelli, I said, Mrs. Finelli, where did you learn how to cook? And this ties to an email that you sent me. And what I'm trying to say is, we're on the same page, separately but together, meaning you figured it out, we figured it out separately, but we're on the same page. So I said, where did you learn how to cook? And she said, from my mom. And I said, where did she learn how to cook? From her mom. Where did she learn how to cook? From her mom. Where did she learn how to cook? From her mom. And what I'm talking about is handed down knowledge, handed down skills, handed down training from mother to daughter to daughter to daughter to daughter, from father to son to son to son to son. And where did it go? Well, it's been displaced and replaced with the government training camp, which dropped it, which we used to be called home economics. I just want to bring that up when we come back, and then please add on to what I'm about to say. Gwyneth Isaacs with us live in Australia.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way
you want.
If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so sorry I went off on a rant here, but just to continue a little bit more. So my wife, Mrs. Finelli, learned from her mother, and her mother learned from her mother, and it went right up the line, and, you know, how to take care of the family. And we're talking about domestic engineering. That would be our term. Home economics is what it used to be called in the public training camp. Well, I used to be a consultant for many school districts in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and the one where I started had, on the campus of the high school, a house, a brick house. And in that brick house was a washing machine, a dryer, a kitchen. It had a living room. It was a house. And it was mostly girls that attended this home economics series of classes. They would go into this house and they would learn how to do domestic engineering. They would learn baking and sewing and washing clothes and, you know, housekeeping and household finances and paying bills and how interest works, cooking with nutrition. Okay, they learned how to run that household, run it almost like a business, you know, not to drown in debt, you know, all those kinds of things. That's what they learned, and that's been replaced with what? What? Volleyball? How about the joys of being a homo? I mean, what has it been replaced with? That's what I want to know. Where is it? And superintendents, what's wrong with you? Why are you not teaching our young people how to run the household? The biggest thing in someone's life is running a household. It's the biggest thing. Well, you know, our children, of course, and Mrs. Finelli, of course. But in Gwyneth's situation, she is the domestic engineer. She's running the farm. She's paying the bills. She's figuring out finances, economics, sanitation. repairs, maintenance, prevention. That's what she's doing. And how come we don't teach that anymore? So we teach instead, well, you know, let's make sure that everybody gets a trophy, everybody practices in the sports, and everybody is a hero. Nonsense. So if you have a child in the public training camp, if they ever open up, I suggest you talk to your superintendents en masse. Get all your friends and family and neighbors together, and you go visit them at his house or her house. Say, hey, we're here, and here's what we want. Or you're out. Gwyneth?
Well, you know, something that it is, that is the truth. And my son, against my will, but there's not really anything I could do to stop him, recently re-enrolled in the public training camp. And I said, it's a waste of time. That system's going down the tubes. You're better off getting a job. But apparently his mind was fixed, and so that's, you know, what he's decided to do with himself for about the next year. But, you know, it is absolutely true. And I learned from my mum how to make a really fine chutney, for example. I don't know, did I have chutney in America?
Why don't you describe what it is, and we probably call it something else. Are you talking about like a pickle relish kind of a thing?
It's a pickle relish kind of thing, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So generally you have some kind of fruit, and then you have onions, and then you have dill, and then you might have some gherkins sliced up, and then you might have, or the key ingredient is the vinegar. So you get the fruit, such as you can use tomatoes, but actually tomatoes is most common, but you can use just about any fruit. You can have apple chutney, kiwi fruit chutney. Around here, it's prickly pear chutney because that's what's available. That's the fruit component. And then you've got onions, and then you've got dill or fennel, foliage or seeds, and then you have vinegar. And you put them, you put all the fruit and herb ingredients and the onion and all that in a pot. You cover it with the vinegar, and you boil it until it's cooked. And then you have some jars that you've sterilized while you've been waiting for the fruit to cook. And then when the jars have been sterilized and when the chutney is cooked, then you get the jars and they'll be hot. You ladle the chutney into the jars and you've sterilized the lids at the same time. You screw the lids on, you put them upside down on a tea towel, and you put them on the bench until they're cool. Then you put them in the cupboard the right way up. But it's very important to put them upside down because that's what fills the jar. And my mum taught me how to do this when I was little.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 10 rockets targeted a military base in western Iraq that hosted U.S.-led coalition troops on Wednesday. It was not immediately known if there were any casualties. The rockets struck the Ain al-Assad air base in Anbar province. Iraqi security forces are leading an investigation into the attack and that they had found the launch pad used for the missiles. President Biden on Tuesday said he is withdrawing Neera Tanden's nomination to be White House budget director. Biden said it was Tanden's idea to drop out. Texas is ending COVID restrictions.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. This statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July.
Val Dior reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United States has imposed economic sanctions to punish Russia for using a military-grade nerve agent in the attempted assassination of a Kremlin critic. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Political opposition leader Alexei Navalny was critical of the corruption in Moscow and was poisoned in August. Now the U.S. has placed economic sanctions on seven senior Russian officials for their involvement. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We announced these actions today to make clear that with the poisoning, the attempted assassination of Mr. Navalny, with his continued imprisonment that is politically motivated, with the, in some cases, brutal treatment of his supporters who took to the streets to exercise the very rights that are granted to them under Russia's own constitution, that is not something that the United States will abide.
The European Union also sanctioned Russia on Tuesday. Anyone up for a cruise around the moon? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa announced Tuesday that eight members of the public would be joining him for a trip around the moon aboard SpaceX's Starship rocket. His project, called Dear Moon, is scheduled to depart in 2023. Maezawa says he will select eight people from around the world to join the six-day mission that will actually travel farther than the Apollo missions. The project's website says it will begin accepting applications on March 14th.
Thanks for being a part of the family. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so I guess the thrust of what we're saying is that the public training camp has been destroyed to the point where no child has a chance. Absolutely no child has a chance. And I got an email from Gwyneth, and let me just read one line. Oh, shoot. Okay. It says, our ancestors could do so much with so little. And every one of them survived and lived quite good lives in circumstances that would kill your average Joe today. Gwen, if that is a quote from you, starting with, quote, our ancestors could do so much with so little, and every one of them survived and lived quite good lives in circumstances that would kill your average Joe today, end quote. That is from Gwyneth Isaacs.
Yeah.
That is the whole point.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is that she and I came up with the same thing independently on two separate continents, separated by thousands and thousands of miles of oceans at the same time. Yes?
Wow. That's amazing. Is that exactly what you were thinking?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Because when I asked Mrs. Finelli, who taught your mother how to cook, who taught you how to cook, what I was saying is, you guys, you had it, meaning Mrs. Finelli had it easier than her mom. Her mom had it easier than her mom, and so forth. And, you know, going back up the line, it was really, really tough. But they survived. Every single one of them survived, or she wouldn't be here, meaning Mrs. Finelli. So we have lost that. And I'm wondering right now, if we were teaching home economics in school, if we're not, but if we were, and they say the reason is there's a shortage of teachers and budget. Absolutely nonsense. Because it used to be you could educate a child for less than $1,000 a year in the public training camp. Now you can't do it for $10,000 a year. You can't educate the average kindergartner for $10,000 a year in Missouri. It takes more. And every year the school system says, yeah, but you know, it's so hard because we don't have enough money, which is nonsense. What I'm saying is we've lost our way, and we need to go visit these superintendents of schools and the school boards, and we need to go visit them at their houses and say, we're here. Now, here's what we'd like you to do, and we want to give you all the opportunity to do it, because if you don't, we're going to throw you out and humiliate you, because that's what the Internet's for. And by the way, you see the average Joe over there in the back of the room, he just took your picture. And he videoed the whole thing, and it's going to go on YouTube and BitChute. I'm disgusted with what has happened to the educational system. And so what would be home economics today? Well, class, look at this. This is the keyboard of your microwave oven. You see where it says 3, the number 3? You all recognize number 3, right? That's 3. This is 0, and that's the start button. Now, you put your hot dog in there, your extruded food. And you should probably cover it with something, you know, so it won't spatter. That would be like a best practice. And then you push the 3 and the 0, and then you hit start. Now, you stand back. Well, only because those people at USA Preparers say that microwave ovens are dangerous. But we don't think that's true. But you might want to stand back anyway. And then when it goes ding, 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 that means it's done. That concludes your class in home economics for the month.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm out of control, angry, but it is commensurate with the scope and the scale and the size and the breadth and the depth and the thickness and the viscosity of our problems.
Yep. Shall I describe where my grandparents came from on my mother's side?
I am anxiously awaiting to hear this. Thank you.
Okay. My grandparents on my mother's side were both born into the lap of luxury, actually. They were both from British blue blood families. My grandmother was the granddaughter of an earl, and my grandfather, whose name was called Pop, he had a job. And his job was that he worked at Buckingham Palace, guarding the Queen, riding a big black horse. So he had grown up with his mother being the nanny and nurse and governess in what they called the big house. And she was a senior servant in the big house, and because of that, my grandfather got to grow up with his lordship's children and received all the same lessons that his lordship received that his lordship's children received, because their school teacher was my pop's mother. So she was the teacher, she was the nanny, and she was also the medical nurse in this household. And she was a widow, but her husband's brother was quite well connected in social circles in London, and he was a blue blood. And so she grew up in wealthy circumstances, and my pop grew up in wealthy circumstances. And anyway, they met and they got married, and they came out to Australia when Pop was around about 26 years old, and they were told that they were going to be given a 200-acre fully set up dairy farm. And when they got out here to Australia, they had a tin shack in the middle of the bush, a water tank with no water in it. And by the way, bush in Australia means approximately the same as redwood forest in the United States. Okay, that was the magnitude of the trees that was in the bush. And they weren't redwoods. They were a tree called Jarrah, and Jarrah trees have a harder wood than redwoods, but they are around about the same size. And he was given a cross-cut saw, an axe, a pick and a shovel. He was shown this 200 acres of Jarrah trees, and he was told to clear the land. And he spent 14 years trying to clear that land before he finally gave up, moved into town, and took a job as a railway engineer. And he almost destroyed himself with drink. Actually, he did destroy himself with drink. He ended up getting cirrhosis of the liver and dying, probably younger than he should have. But Grandma, she was an absolute darling. She maintained her composure throughout the whole thing. When she was a child, when she was unmarried, growing up, she used to have frequent holidays at her grandfather's estate. And he lived next to the Bowes Lyon family, which meant that my grandmother, as a young woman, got to have frequent afternoons with the woman who would become the Queen Mother, Elizabeth Bowes Lyon. And they became quite good friends. So that was, so my grandmother had a nickname, and that was called Queenie. That was her nickname because she had such a regal composure. She never let the years of poverty destroy how she had been raised, but she became a supreme domestic engineer who could literally do almost anything with almost nothing. And she was good at pickling. She was good at, which is what in America you would call canning. Here in Australia we call it pickling, or jam making. And she could make jams, and she could make chutneys, and she could make, you know, just about sauces or just about anything you could imagine in the area of canning and pickling. And she was the one who taught my mother how to pickle. And my mother was the one who taught me how to pickle. So today I don't have 200 acres of scrub. I have 20 acres of scrub. And it's not quite as the scrub is not quite of the magnitude as my grandfather's farm. And I have no intention of clearing it. And instead I'm planting the understory with everything that I need to plant. But, you know, the lessons that were learned back in the day being drawn on by me in this day, you know, because I just epigenetically knew the importance of water. Nobody had to teach me the importance of water, although Mum actually did teach me the importance of water, because I didn't grow up in such an arid area. I grew up in Rotorua in New Zealand. And the people of Rotorua in New Zealand have made the bathhouse into an international phenomenon. And meanwhile, while everybody in town was having 12-inch deep baths in their own town because of the volume of rain that falls on that place and because of the marvelous, marvelous water that just bubbles up as clear as crystal from the ground and is the town drinking water. But these days they probably ruin with fluoridation. But back in the day, none of that was even considered necessary. You know, we just drank what bubbled out of the ground, and it was put into a tank which was up on the hill, which flowed down, and that was our town water supply. But my mum would give me 3 or 4 inch deep baths. And that's all that I ever knew, and that's all that I ever remembered as a child. And I remember going to my friends' places and having baths and them being astounded with the tiny amount of bath water that I put in the bottom of the bath, 3 or 4 inches deep. Probably about, actually 3 was probably pretty generous. And the reason why they did that was because Mum grew up in Geraldton and she was bathed by her mother. And water was absolutely, absolutely, absolutely precious. Yeah, and unless you've lived in a desert climate, you have no comprehension of how precious water really is, you know. But this is the sort of thing. During the bottom of the hour news, I got my lounge room stove lit. And I just did it as a matter of course, just in a few minutes. And there's now a kettle boiling, or it will soon be boiled anyway, on the stove. And I don't remember who taught me how to light a stove. I don't remember who taught me that, you know. But a lot of people, I've seen people who don't know about stoves try to light a stove. And it's painful to watch. It's a skill that has been lost. How to light a fire. How to light a fire. Everybody in the whole history of humanity, there's been just about nobody, man or woman, has ever grown up being ignorant of how to get a fire going. And you give a lighter and some tinder, some paper and some small sticks or whatever, you know, to the average Joe down the road, and he will not know how to light a fire in a stove.
We come back. I've got a comment about that. Gwyneth Isaacson.
I've seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle will be joining us for the next hour. Glenn, if you mentioned starting a fire and not knowing exactly where you learned that. Well, not everybody knows how to start a fire, and I'm going to tell you a very short story. So back around 1980, I got a call from Bert in California. I was on the East Coast, and Mrs. Finelli and I just bought we lived in it for about a year or so, a brick house, and it needed a lot of work. It was a large brick house, had two fireplaces in the house, one in the basement, one in the living room. And so we painted all the walls a nice white. It had it came with wool, wall-to-wall carpeting in a lot of the rooms, and we had white linen curtains in it. And we decided that when Bert called me and said, hey, what are you doing? I said, I don't know. What are you doing? He said, you want to start a company? I said, sure. So we moved to California and started this company, and we manufactured satellite receivers. And so we decided that we didn't know if we were going to like California, so we rented our house on the East Coast. And we rented it to a family where he, the husband, was a school principal. She was a teacher, and you'd think, boy, they've got to be nice tenants, right? So we rented this house, and the neighbor started calling and saying, these guys, did you ever meet these people? And I said, no. The realtor handled all that. So I never met the tenants. Well, what happened was we came back to visit, and they destroyed our house. They decided to have a fire in the fireplace, and they didn't know that there's a damper, and that you open the damper, to open up the chimney flue before. Okay, soot all over the linen curtains, the walls, the rugs, and then the electric-operated clothes dryer in the basement. They didn't know that you cleaned the filter. So there was dust all over. Balls of dust, so much dust and lint from the dryer that it choked the air intake for the oil burner. The oil burner backfired, blew black soot all throughout the house. So these guys didn't know anything about anything. And I had to sue them to get these termites out of the house. Literally. That's how I got him out. And he was a principal. So you can be highly educated and ignorant at the same time. And just thinking about that over 40 years ago just makes my blood boil. And the attorney representing these parasites, these termites, said that I would have to pay them to get these termites out of the house. I said, oh, no, you don't know. I am delighted to be going into the courtroom in just a couple minutes and getting you guys out, because I don't know how you could have this much fun for $40 to sue these guys and get them out of the house and get damage compensation from them. And that's what I did. So what I'm saying is, don't take it. Don't take it. And if you're right, go after it. Make it happen. Don't back down. And that's why I'm very surprised at America, how we have backed down. We're a bunch of pansies. Pansies. We're letting people run all over us.
That's
corporations taking advantage of us, stealing from us. Which part is amazing? Which part?
The bit where they did, where they just destroyed your house. I'm not saying it's amazing in a good way. I'm saying it's absolutely amazing in an absolutely awful way. And you know, by comparison, my pop, okay, my grandfather, my mum's dad, he was known as the town drunk. Okay, and yet he was the local rail engineer. It was his job to change the signal as the locomotives came into town to send them to the right place. And you would think that those two jobs would be highly incompatible, but actually he was the best line engineer probably that, you know, had been around in a while. And you know why, Vincent? Because he had been raised in the military. He went to Sandhurst Military College at the age of 14. He had his job when he was in London of guarding Buckingham Palace, which was apparently an extremely important job. guarding the king. He had a philosophy in life. He said, you can get drunk in your spare time, but make sure you turn up to the base sober. And apparently that's a military saying. I'm not saying that I agree with it. But, you know, he regarded his job, even though he was known for his liking of alcohol, he believed that when you showed up for your work, you had better show up on time and sober, clean cut, and smelling good. Does that make sense, Vincent? And yet this was not a reputable man. This was a disreputable man of the whole town. The one who was considered disreputable.
Yeah, you can be a fully functioning alcoholic and do your job. Maybe someday I'll tell a story about how the administrator of an agency, a government agency that employed me, had an alcoholic as the head of the agency. And he went to the Secretary of Labor for the state and said, look, we need this guy. You got to pay him enough money so we can keep him. And that's what they did. They overrid all the guidelines to pay me enough to get my attention, to keep me working for the government. No kidding. Back in the 70s. Gwyneth,
stop
thanks so much for
now.
Being with us.
Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.